Mission Network News 2-Minute Version, Saturday, April 17, 2004. 3, 2, 1. I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. As violence continues in Iraq, Christian television is having a positive impact on the region. Sat-7 is satellite television for the Middle East and North Africa. The network just recently started airing programming 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Sat-7's Glenn Hartson says the viewership is increasing, especially in war-torn Iraq.
I have a picture sitting right in front of me right now on my desk of a bunch of men in Iraq that are huddling around these satellite dishes, because it's given them freedom now to get information from the outside world that they did not have.
Hartson adds that Sat-7 is seeking funding to help in program production.
Technology is changing literally every second. For us to produce quality programming, we need material, we need talented people, but we also need quality equipment. That part is expensive, and that part is something that we continue to struggle with.
And pastors and lay leaders from around the world will be meeting in the United States April 20th through the 23rd for a time of renewal. The sold-out Heart Cry for Revival is organized by Life Action Revival Ministries. Ralph Satara is the conference founder and says revival is needed or evangelism is pointless.
In many of our churches, pastors are trying to get lay people to go out and evangelize and to do what they really don't want to do anyway. And if it's a weak, anemic brand of Christianity that's being purported by the converter, it will probably reproduce more of the same.
Satara says pastors are looking for answers, and that's why he thinks the response has been so positive for this year's conference. Pray for renewal in the hearts of those participating. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can now have Mission Network News delivered daily to your personal email address. Go to missionnetworknews.org, type in your email address, and you'll receive up-to-date mission news every day. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.